Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. UN accuses Islamic State of genocide.
Women and girls, some as young as 9, are used as sex slaves.
United Nations investigators say a systematic campaign of rape, slavery, and killing by Islamic State militants against Yazidis amounts to genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. The UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria released a report on Thursday. Paulo Pinheiro is the chairperson of that commission.
And the transfer of Yazidi children from their own families and placing them with ISIS fighters. The public statement and conduct of ISIS and its fighters clearly demonstrate that ISIS intended to destroy the Yazidis of Sinjar in whole or in part.
Islamic State fighters surged into Sinjar, Iraq in August of 2014, killing hundreds of Yazidis. Russia's defense ministry has announced a 48-hour regime of silence that'll be starting today over the war-torn northern Syrian city of Aleppo, where it is backing the forces of President Bashar al-Assad. The announcement came after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed growing frustration with Russia and Syria over military action that has undermined a nearly four-month cessation of hostilities. Mr. Kerry, speaking in Oslo, Norway, Wednesday, called for enforcement of the truce.
But it will require a good effort in the next week, in the next days, in order to achieve it. And the United States is not going to sit there and be used as an instrument that permits a so-called ceasefire to be in place while one principal party is trying to take advantage of it to the detriment of the entire process.
This